Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Welcome back. 1-800-313-9443. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers. You know, there's been a couple memes floating around here. Stories. Down in California right now, they've suggested now to basically open up the world that they suggest that you start showing your young children porn. That on top of that is where you see the photos of the latest gay pride thing where the photo banister says that pride is for kids too. This goes in lieu of watching them dropping the ages of consent, anal sex, teaching anal sex in the colleges, the queering of God. There is something wrong, and I knows who's behind it, but anyway. This other story kind of caught me funny here because I kind of looked in this because we have the Montana Grizzlies up here, and whenever I've read stories about them, it's always one of those guys is getting arrested or something like that, and I've never really much been into sports anyway like that, and I don't idolize these players either. And if they want to take a knee after getting paid $2 million in the country that they live in or something like that or whatever, I guess that's their right like that, but the total lack of respect, the country that made them, that they played for their team, their state, their country, it just seems so, the hypocrisy is just in your face all the time. But anyway, this story is about NFL tight end. And I compared it to our local team here, the Grizzlies here. But anyway, you hear these stories, and again, it's all these idols that children today look up to. And that's what bothers me the most out of this. But anyway, this police had found out that the man had been raping women in their 50s and 80s. And this goes on talking about what's his name again? I missed a line here. Anyway, Winslow. He was running around a neighborhood there, and someone had caught his license plate, though, so they gave it to him like that, and the cops started putting him under like a patrol there because he was in suspicion of burglary. Well, it turned out after doing that, they wound up levying charges against him for kidnap, rape, and forced oral copulation of a 54-year-old woman in March, kidnap and rape and sodomy of a 59-year-old woman in May, indecent exposure in May, burglary with the intent to rape a 71-year-old woman in June, and then burglary with intent to rape an 86-year-old woman in June. And again, he had lured this one hitchhiker into his Hummer and raped her. And, of course, the 34-year-old's lawyer has denied that there's any of these incidents has ever happened. And, of course, that'll be yet to see here. But I thought of this statement that was released by their family where it says, "On behalf of our son and my husband, we want to reiterate our love and support and affection for him during this difficult process." The statement for the Winslow's wife and father read, "We will always be there for him, and we know the true facts will come out." And, I can't help but think of, those same parents today who, they say they have some child that's left with some unruly kids, and maybe the kids won't even show up at the house. They'll just toot the horn, and the kid will dash out of the house, and he's gone. She's gone, And then you have to think of later that perhaps maybe what happens if two law enforcement agencies or officers there show up at their door and says, hey, you know, I got the bad news here that to tell you that your son and or daughter has been killed and probably a shooting that involved a robbery. And, of course, your kids were hanging with the wrong ones. And I can't help but think of this quote I saw here about a week and a half ago on Twitter where it said, let's not forget the difference between a mom answering the door to Domino's whilst the boys are in there playing Call of Duty and then that same mom answering the door when they've been called up for duty. And again, we're back to how I guess I was taught different when I grew up. We had the discipline and stuff. Of course, we know that today most people can't, you know, if they get caught spanking their child in public, the CPS would be called and the children would probably be taken away. In as much if you try to not vaccinate your child like that, your children will probably be taken away. And, of course, over in UK right now, there's a big thing about this kid that has this epilepsy-type thing there, breathing problems, and he's been on these CBD oil, and it was confiscated. Now the state wants to take that child away. You're not in charge of anything anymore. And, of course, like I say, when you get back home, these soldiers and stuff, after fighting for your freedom, and you start looking at all these no signs and the laws, draconian laws that are passed, it makes you wonder if it's all a lie, you know. Anyway, and again, there's more stories come out of Syria here because it seems like Russia and Israeli officials are meeting. And I know a lot of this has to do with Hezbollah and Iran over there in Syria. Of course, this is a made-up threat and everything like that. But that's like recently listening to all the hype about them talking about Hamas. All this talk about Hamas, blaming all those people shot in Palestine, over 70, or maybe it was over 100 last time, 120 I think it was, 120 shot now. Thousands others shot, but these were, you know, killed. 120 something killed now, and of course Israel always claiming it has to defend itself. But anyway, so Russia and Israeli officials are meeting there, and we know that these other carriers that once were in the area are now headed back to the area, and then Russia is also with the Syrian government issued a statement that they know. A planned another chemical attack is coming, and of course this is the preemptive means for the U.S., who is illegally there with France and others, to go in there and start bombing again, and this probably will be the one where they try to take Assad out himself, because they are determined on regime change. So, anyway, again, this has to deal with withdrawing of certain areas, and of course, there's a highlight in here where it talks about, too, about they're talking about the on Syria's southern border. And, of course, this is that entire Golan Heights. And this all has to do about oil being stolen, the company called Genie, all done by the idiots in UK, here in the U.S., of just a theft of Syria's oil. And the same thing with the northern Syria area with the Kurds. That's where Israel buys its nice, really fine oil up there. And of course, these planned pipelines and this new system here, with, like I mentioned, with North Korea, is that they're going to punch a gas line down through there. And the U.S. is losing out on that. And it's all this revenue. And whenever I hear Trump say, or when he said that we don't worship God, we don't worship government, we worship God. Yeah, God, gold, oil, and drugs. So that's the only thing I can think of, because nothing ever changes here. Just same thing here with the commitment that the U.S. is supposed to have towards human rights, and then to watch Nikki Haley there at the U.N. Whine to everyone about voting against Israel at the U.N. As far as being sanctioned for what they're doing. And when no one else voted, only her hand was up. You can hear those reverberating things where she says, we're taking names, and eventually this something will happen too, you know. So the other story here is out of yournewswire.com, where it talks about now 12 of these Clinton whistleblowers have been found hanging on doorknobs. And if you go to that article, it will show you a list of who it is. But, of course, the latest of this was Anthony Bourdain. And if anyone knew that he had tweeted right before he was allegedly committed suicide, that he basically had the goods on Hillary. And it just makes you wonder, is another one connected to the dead bodies of Hillary? The Middle East Monitor's new highlights that it's actually reporting that the U.S. soldiers are in Yemen. Of course, we knew that the Green Berets were down there, but also now it seems like the French are down there. And as I mentioned earlier, that the U.K. and U.S. have squashed any deal with the U.N. to have a ceasefire there. And again, like I mentioned, you know, send your 61 cents a day there, you know. And this is no different than all the recent article and activist posts there about the United States sending $10.7 million a day now to Israel. And then it'd be inundated on TV here asking for $25 for a food basket to help a poor starving Jew. And they always show some old Jew like that, and they always have to throw in a Holocaust or two like that, you know. In the meantime, like I say, the Zionist organization mentioned earlier, they're raking in millions of dollars. All the rabbi blessings, kosher foods, stuff like that Americans are forced to consume like that. And of course, if you BDS anything like that, a boycott, divest, and sanction, you're instantly anti-Semitic or something. Of course, you know, who wants to finance or fund these massive killings? Just like when the UN was reporting about over there in Miramar about the devastation. There was videos when this first started releasing of actually them lighting children on fire. And then, you know, watching their skin drip off them and stuff as they lay there dying, you know. And then Israel comes out there boasting about the fact that they're the ones sending the arms there for that junta over there. It's like, who cares? Years ago, I used to email with Noam Chomsky, and he told me that the Rwanda and Guatemalan genocides were also done by Israeli arms. And of course, the School of Americas did the training for their paramilitary outfits there, which was back in Georgia then. I don't know if it's still there or not, but the Bolivian president, Morales, says Saturday that Latin America is no longer the United States' backyard. And, of course, he knows what's going on there. This is in reply to several Latin American leaders have confirmed, you know, confided in him that the U.S. president and Mike Pence is trying to convince all these, you know, U.S.-friendly states down there to help them seize control of South American country, which is basically Venezuela. And we know that Venezuela just had their vote, and the United States condemned the vote as normal because their little druggy guy, which is tied to so many cartels, wasn't put in there, which, you know, for another puppet government. And again, when you watch these news stories coming from Venezuela about the starvation, the massive poverty that's there, and of course the use of not interest, but inflation, how inflation is like 2,000 some odd percent, you know, and they're eating their dogs and children. Well, it's because the U.S. placed sanctions on Venezuela, so they couldn't sell their oil, which was being refined down there in Texas. Anyone can Google that information and find it, or whatever browser you want to use, DuckGoGo. But anyway, but all that information's out there. And of course, your pundits here will always say that, yeah, well, look at that socialism in Venezuela. Well, that was, well, it's like saying, look at the socialism that was over in Libya. It paid for everyone's health care, their free schooling, everything like that. And that's because those big corporations weren't sucking the money out of the people. Everything was nationalized. Same thing happened down in Chile when AT&T got the news that the Chileans there wanted to nationalize. That would take their proceeds away, the big corporations, and can't have that. So anyway, again, it reminds me again of all these petitions I've either signed on Google or on Twitter, like where it says, help us stop this now. Have you ever heard of any of these petitions ever going before Congress? I haven't. Not one of them. And I can't remember how many of them I signed like that, but it's just amazing. You know, historically, I ran across a video here that one of the guys on Twitter had put on here, and it's very interesting. It's called The Spies of Mississippi. If you're one of the listeners and you're black, it's a very good thing about what happened as the blacks wanted more civil rights and stuff, and which was duly noted that they should have, you know. But there's also a thing on here where it says if you're registered to vote, you were the public enemy. And it goes on in this video there talking about the turmoil caused, and then, of course, those trying to find the right candidates to vote themselves out. They would have their public meetings in which even whites would show up to go to. And then you had your federal agents out there, the marshals and stuff, that would be taking your plate names and numbers and stuff down. But this, of course, was government terrorism. They didn't want anyone to secure rights. And you can see why this led up to Martin Luther King and stuff. Anyone that wants to stand up for someone's rights, they usually wind up being a target. So anyway, it's I keep thinking of Fox News. Excuse me. When watching Cops years ago, it's like they always highlighted Latinos and blacks. So yeah, there'd be a few whites in there, but it was always centered on Latinos and blacks, like they're the bad guys all the time. And yeah, there is a lot of violence in the black community and stuff. And usually it's black on black, not black on white. But and there's a lot of guys who get out there on Twitter and make videos about this, explaining exactly the numbers and everything like that. But a lot of people don't like to hear that because the agenda nowadays is racism. They want to keep something going. Just like with the tribe when I was first moving here to Montana, that was the government. I went out and partied, drank with the guys, hayed with the guys, swam out here in the rivers with the guys. You know, there was none of this racism. Same thing when I grew up in Las Vegas. You know, all my friends were blacks, Hispanics, Koreans, Japanese, you know. Yeah, everyone admits there's a dud in the crowd somewhere like that. But that's it's not that way. People in general are always good, you know. So anyway, that video, if you want to watch it, is on brasscheck.com. And it's, again, it's called The Spies of Mississippi. The Syrian Democratic Forces, now this is another interesting thing here. The SDF, backed by the United States Coalition, you know, as usual, has reportedly been exchanging these foreign jihadists that they've captured, including, now listen to this, including Europeans for their own members who have been taken by Daesh or ISIS or ICE or IL, what do you want to call them like that, you know? And this is after their home countries, the foreign fighters refused to take responsibility for them. But it was kind of interesting when they start listing off how the media here portrays things. You're not supposed to read into this the following. In 2017, the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF, backed by the Western Coalition, released dozens of detainee Daesh jihadists. These are those head choppers, you know, with all their wives, children, including German, French, Moroccan, Belgian, Dutch nationals, you know, these terrorist groups, according to the UK Telegraph. And it's been noted that these fighters over in Syria, they're not Syrians. They're not Syrians fighting the Assad government. They're a bunch of jihadists hired from outside sources to go in there. And there was a, I think it was either the Guardian or the BBC where they had one of these former jihadists that said, yeah, they got $100 a month to go out and do the fighting. $100 a month, you know. And then, of course, the photos of the boxes, the Red Cross boxes loaded with hundreds of dollars of bills, boxes and boxes, you know. And, of course, this probably goes to aid, which, of course, is then diverted, just like you can watch videos of the U.S. dropping air supplies to ISIS and picking them up, moving them to certain other areas. And, of course, the whole northern area controlled by U.S. and French forces now, probably U.K. also, is the only area where the same ISIS members are. And they're talking about, Syria's talking about going in there and just bamboozling, and they've told the United States to stand down. So we'll see what this sets off. Anyway, another commercial break here. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. And stay tuned. Radio, anytime, anywhere you go.
Small talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You won't know. Turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go. It's on talk radio.
Welcome back. 1-800-313-9443. You know, right for the break here, I was talking about all this stuff going on, and now we see that the United States has put up a 47-point list of demands to Pyongyang. From this Japanese diplomat. So again, instead of trying to, okay, let's get everything on the board, let's get some peace rolling for that peninsula over there, and call off all this tension. Again, you're talking about millions or billions of dollars worth of arms. And I take it back to what I mentioned last week, to where Hillary Clinton explains our North Korea policy and our South Korea and China policy. And it says, we don't want a unified Korean peninsula. We also don't want the North Koreans to cause more trouble than the system can absorb. What system? But anyway, no one wants peace. They want war. Otherwise, they wouldn't be making all these war games and doing all this prepping and stuff. It's a shame there, because I think of all these young American boys that will eventually be called up because of those that are serving already are sedated on so many billions of dollars of PTSD type medicines and Viagra and other crap like that, you know. But they're not a really fighting force. You can go pump someone up like that video I mentioned before there, the psychiatry in the military, the hidden enemy, where in Iraq, they had mentioned the fact that they gave the pilots the amphetamines in the daytime and then the Ambien to knock them out as soon as they got home or back to their barracks, you know. But it's a constant drugging of people to build the ultimate soldier to go out there and kill, because no air war will ever be won. It has to be done from the ground, and that requires troops, and that's why you have massive buildups. Again, as I mentioned, you can put her on, that Russia has dumped half of its U.S. Treasury bonds, nearly $50 billion. We know that China, in these new sanctions and tariffs, are talking about likewise doing the same. So a lot of things are coming. Patty, good evening. How are things down in Missouri? It's still sweltering hot?
Oh, yeah. It's been hot all week, Keith.
Well, I hope you're enjoying it.
Yeah, I had to stay inside today. I couldn't even breathe out there.
Are your meters taking off?
Well, they're not doing real great. I won't be planting any more Arkansas travelers. I can't keep the moles out. They're eating the roots off the plants.
Really?
Yeah. I went out there yesterday and there was...
Well, go ahead. I was just going to say, I know some people put baking soda to stop worms and stuff like that around radishes and stuff, but...
Yeah, but that doesn't affect the moles because they're tunneling underground.
Right.
So nothing I do on top is going to stop them.
There's mole traps. Hi.
Yeah, but I have an outside cat, and I'm afraid they'll get stuck in them.
Yeah, well, we're
still... Get their claw in them.
As I mentioned, it's 60 degrees here. We're still kind of cool here. We get a warm day every once in a while here, but my ham friends are all saying it. We're still about 8 degrees cooler than what is normal. So, but my tomatoes are growing like that. I got a few other things that I mentioned in the ground there. But anyway, what'd you call about, young lady?
Well, I'm calling about, you know, this free speech thing just cracks makes my work buttonhole. They're trying to take our free speech away. This is this Frankist school, a politically correct Marxist BS. And I am not going to change my language to suit them. I'm going to say what I want to say when I want to say it.
Yep. Nor am I.
And, I mean, it really irks me to think what we know who's behind this.
Yep, we know who it is.
Yeah, we do. And trying to make laws to make it illegal, well, some places are already into it, to make it illegal to criticize Israel or Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed on Twitter, I was RTing this guy who is pretty rough on Israel.
is this who you're talking to Ian about the little arrows?
Yeah, about the exclamation, the white exclamation point inside a gray box. And which means they are marking, when I retweet this guy, they're marking it as sensitive. That's their sneaky way of censorship.
Yeah. All right. Well, hang on, Patty. We'll be right back after this break, okay? Don't go nowhere.
Double talk is all you get. And you want to.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Keith Rogers and also that wonderful Patty down there in southern area of Missouri. Patty, go ahead. We were talking about we knows who it is.
Yeah, we do knows. do they think that they're going to actually get away with this? They're going to keep on pushing until, like George Bush said, we're going to chase them down the street and string them up. We're going to lynch them.
Well, yeah. Well, it's like you know, these grayed out things and not retweeting is a sensitive matter. I noticed that even on my smart TV that my daughter got me. I was on YouTube the other day. I was watching one of David's videos there from News Now Houston, one of his recent ones there, and it went to another video. It's got it on that playlist. And the next thing come up there, it says, you cannot watch this because it's sensitive material. You need to sign into your account. Well, I don't even have the Google account on my stupid smart TV. But see, they're limiting everything like that. But if you want to watch jihadists and stuff like that, yapping heads off, stuff, that's all on there. But anything that's anti-war and stuff, you know, as long as it's got war or something like that going, they never block that crap.
Yeah, anything that's against the liberal narrative is being censored. And Ian told me, he said it's because if Twitter doesn't like you, and I thought, well, if Twitter doesn't like me, that means I'm doing something right.
That's the way I look at it. Get off my bridge. But,
yeah, get off my bridge. I don't think Anthony Bourdain committed suicide. Because we know from past history of the Clintons, anybody they perceive as a threat gets whacked.
Yep.
This has been going on since the Arkansas days. I call it Arkanside.
Yeah. Well, Piano Man, when he tweeted this stuff out earlier, there's the same thing. You know, you can only agree with a lot of this stuff that that's being posted there. And, of course, he tweeted something about Trey Gowdy. And Trey Gowdy, another one of these guys that sit there and you watch the videos on YouTube of him talking about how great a Christian guy he is, how much you're going to get into all this Hillary Clinton stuff. And do you see anything being done? No, they're squashing more and more of it. Just like this, the trailer I played at the beginning. Nothing's changing in Washington. It's just like they're all on a script. It's a play.
Well, yeah. You know? They're all playing their part.
Yep.
That's what the word Congress means. Actors.
Yeah. Cons.
And around cons. And of course, we know who owns Congress.
Yeah, we know.
And
knows
now
who
we
know
who's controlling the White House. We know too much.
You know, on a ham radio, they might say that's a code or cipher, but
yeah, well, it's what it is. We know what it is.
Yeah, we know.
Well, hey, you people out there, start dialing, all right?
Yeah.
Because
all right.
If I keep going, I'm going to get ugly.
All right, sounds good, Patty. Well, I know you had a couple, so hang in there.
All right, I had one.
All right, sounds good.
All right.
There's Yuma yelling at you. So we'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
You know, on the cusp of all these wars and stuff, you always, and I mean you always, you'll see some actor or something like that going over to fix the reputation or something like that, or to outline a humanitarian crisis. Here, sit down. Uma's picking on me over here. But anyway, cute little dog. But anyway, the latest one, of course, is this Angela Jolie over there in Mosul. And I liked how she commented. She says, it's been a year and you can still smell the stench of the dead bodies. Well, don't look at me. I can send you screenshots of where it says the U.S. targets a building and kills hundreds in Mosul. Oh, but Syria, you know, the poor babies. Same thing Planned Parenthood, remember? Anyway, there's a list of these guys that go on here, like George Clooney, you know, Dufour, you know, Mia Farrow, Ben Affleck, Demi Moore, Oprah Winfrey, Sean Penn. These guys all go over to these areas there, and it's odd there because if you backtrack just before this massive humanitarian crisis, you can find an article that says U.S. sells arms too, or U.K. sells arms too, France sells arms too. They're the ones that build up all this contention there, just like I mentioned earlier with Israel and Myanmar. And then, of course, you're supposed to get out there and feel sorry for everyone like that. But it's your government doing it, and they're squandering by extortion tax dollars from you because they say it's being done in your name. I wouldn't want someone to go rob a liquor store in my name. It was him. But anyway, I've covered my points to talk about tonight. So if anyone wants to call in, they're more than welcome to. I'll check my Twitter here and see if anything's really going here. But, you know, people have to learn to like, what they're saying is pull your own, you know, yourself up by your bootstraps, you know. And I don't see why more people don't get involved in, and I'm not saying in the actual political arena, because I hate politics, and me, as you know, I stay kind of neutral. I don't vote or anything like that, and that way I can pick on both. You know, I'm all for equality. I can legally, in my own mind, pick on the Democrats as much as I pick on the Republicans. I can look at their track record. I can never listen to a U.S. politician that talks about the great humanitarian crisis, like, say, over in Syria, and the alleged gassing of children, when we have Waco here, Ruby Ridge, we have millions of Americans starving, millions of Americans that are homeless, other Americans that are trying to feed the starving and get arrested for it, veterans that are losing their property and or being arrested for flying an American flag on their property after serving in World War II or something like that. And notice when Putin and, when Netanyahu was over there in Moscow there with Putin, and it showed Putin and nut job Yahoo walking together, and there was an old World War veteran, really old man, on the sidelines there, and Putin dropped nutjob Yahoo there and got that elderly soldier next to him, and they walked on side by side with him. And you can see the scowl on Netanyahu's face as that transpires there. But you'd think people would want some change somewhere, you know. Anyway, you'd think people would want a change in something, but it seems like it's just the same thing over and over. It's a script. Go ahead, Art. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, man? You know, I think it was you that sent me a link to that article about the University of California.
Yeah, I might have.
I was reading that, and I was like, okay, wait a minute. We have the University of California telling us that we should allow our 3- and 4-year-old children to play with each other, and I don't mean by play. I don't mean play with each other. I play with each other, and allow them to watch porn, and calling this using the phrase fondle each other's genitals or genitals. They call it sexual experimentation.
Hey.
And referring to them as being consenting. Okay, wait a minute. What makes anyone think a 3- or 4-year-old child is capable of consenting to anything of a sexual nature, and just exactly what kind of sick SOB thinks it's okay to allow your 3- and 4-year-olds to sexually explore each other?
Yeah.
I mean, this is the language that they use. Sexual exploration.
Yeah,
what?
Remember. Yeah. Don't forget, it's just, I don't know, 6 months ago, they came out with this article about a 6-month-old baby can hate. And I thought, what the heck? Well, California,
you know what? I bet Tom DeLay really, like, is feeling so good about himself right now. Because remember, it was, what, about a year ago? Maybe when it came out that Tom DeLay was trying to get legislation passed which would make such things as bestiality, pedophilia, necrophilia, and all this kind of stuff legal. Well,
okay.
You know,
yeah.
As long as we got people like that in Congress.
Well, as I said, though, Art, if you think
God.
There's something wrong, you know, look at America, because they elect people that they want in office to represent them, you know.
It's sick. And they they wonder why, you know, ladies and gentlemen, don't kid yourself. The rest of the world is looking at us, and all they can think is, WTF! !
Yeah, Patty had posted a picture of California last night under the article that California is going to be splitting into, or trying to split into, three states.
Yep.
And I replied back to her, it should have just been a rainbow across the thing.
Yeah, I've been hearing talk on various radio broadcasts here on our local talk radio station. I've heard them doing a lot of talking about, you know, this whole thing in California with the possibility that they're going to split into three. But let's not forget, about 3 or 4 years ago, they were talking about doing this, and we saw what happened and where it went. It went nowhere. It's like the whole thing about Texas. Every couple of years, they come up with the, should Texas
secede, yeah.
Secede from the Union, da-da-da-da-da. And then they make the big stink, and it goes for about 3 months. Texas, blah, 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 blah. And then everybody goes back to sleep for another 9 months.
Yeah, it's like I said.
Months later, and spend the next year preparing to do it again.
Yeah, like I say, it's just a rinse and repeat. It's like I said, all these movies, I don't care if it's Iron Man 1, Iron Man 2, Iron Man, you know. It's like, I was sitting here thinking here last night, excuse me. I was laying here last night after a nice toke. And I thought to myself, you know, you don't see any phone booths anymore. And I says, perhaps that's why Superman's not around to, you know, to get rid of the, or to basically enforce the truth, justice in the American way. I mean, nothing is as normal as it used to be. And I think that's my biggest gripe is, and I don't mind change. I mean, I grew up in an era where you watching Canon on show. I mean, on TV there, and they have a mobile phone. Well, I remember using mobile phones and having to call into an operator to dial you a number. It's just like radio telephone, ship to shore, you know. But now everyone carries one around with them. They carry a computer around with them. They carry a banking system around with them. Like, and this convenience is making people so damn lazy.
It is, and I'm like you. I remember, you know, watching Canon and Beretta and all of these shows. I mean, hell, I'm 55 years old, man. I remember those days. I remember when the mobile phone first came out, and it really was mobile because the only place it worked was in your damn car.
Well, you know? Yeah, at first they called them bag phones. I remember that there. I used to install a few of those. They were the bigger 3-watt units, and some looked like a handbag, you know. But as they went more and more, this digital stuff, and we used to sit up on the mountain up here with a Motorola service monitor, and you could look across the entire spectrum there, and you could see where the spikes were on whatever frequency. You just dial to it and listen to whatever conversation was going on. But, you know, these SDR radios now, they'll do that to it. But, of course, you can't listen to the cell and stuff, but you can listen to all the cordless telephones and stuff that haven't been scrambled and stuff. But, you know, but anyway, everything has changed, though, and you might think, oh, a lot of it's kind of good like that. It's kind of nice to get to the store and be able to check your balance on your debit card or something like that. You know, it's nice, you know. But everyone has gotten so dependent on it, and that's why I think the only time people will ever realize something, it'd be like me sitting out here on my deck. I could be sitting here smoking a joint and having a beer, and I would be the first one to notice any missiles taking up over North Dakota headed over, you know, the North Pole. But yeah, but most people would be so buried in their phone, they wouldn't care because, hi, Bob, how are you? Did you like my breast?
Yeah, yeah, right. Well, that's like me, you know. I love living the way I live. Unfortunately, I'm not able to live the way I'm used to living at the moment because I had to, you know, because I'm dealing with my mom's stuff. But,
yeah.
You know, so right now I've got electricity, I've got internet, I've got all of this, but I've noticed that when I have access to the internet, I still really don't have any interest in it. I would much rather sit out on the front porch, and like you said, only I'm not really a joint kind of guy, I'm more of a pipe.
Yeah.
Or a hookah or something like that. But I'd much rather sit out on the front porch, cop me a buzz, and, you know, just stare out, you know, across the field or whatever, across the yard, whatever. I mean, just why would I want to live on a computer? There's you know, there's no real life out in computer land. It's not real. It's you know, it's a great source for information, but it's it's not a real world, and it's, you know, I
well,
can't...
Well, no, that's, yeah, it's that art, that's why they call it social media. It's just like TV, it's entertainment, you know, and even they talk about people that post things in different forums, they realize, you know, who they're saying that they are, they're not. It's a fictitious world.
It is. I mean, so... I wanted to, before I jump off, because I'm...
Hurry up, my break's coming up.
I'm hoping there's somebody else in the queue waiting to pick up after I hang up, but I just wanted to say, you mentioned something about after taking a good toke. Is there such thing as a bad one?
Well, you know, I really don't like pot or anything like that. I got it for the medical reasons like that, because the OxyContin doesn't do enough. And then they... last Monday I went in there and they shot alcohol into my groin area trying to kill these nerves, and I've had more problem from that than anything else, you know. But it's just like, it's constant pain. And of course, they, I sent out an email here the other night here about this opiate problem and stuff, and I basically sent it to my doctor, but I tagged a few people on it like that. But it's well researched. But anyway, people don't realize they're just being led into being slaves, hooked to a system that there's nothing. And that's why George Carlin was so adequate when he was talking about it. Anyway, my break's coming up here, so I gotta let you go. Okay, Art?
All right, man. Have a good...
All right, my best to you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, welcome back. We have two callers on the line here, so I got to split this up because we're at the bottom end of the show here. So first we'll take Bob in Colorado there, and you got about a minute and a half there. Okay, Bob, good evening to you.
I'll tell you what, it'll be quicker than that. I just listened to what you were saying. I'm sitting here in Colorado. I'm sitting here. I'm retired, 67 years old. I'm sitting here. I'm having a cigar. I'm having a doobie, and I'm having a beer, and I'm enjoying life. And I do not want the government to interfere with my enjoyment in life. And
that's American way. Yeah. Yeah, it's our American dream, right? Leave us alone.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sitting here, man. I'm enjoying the mountains, the Colorado mountains and everything. And every time you turn around, it's something that they're trying to do to keep you from enjoying your life. But anyway, yeah. It's a great show. I enjoyed it. And when I heard you say sitting there having a doobie, I had to call you. So you have a good evening.
All right, sounds good. You have a good evening. Thanks for calling in. Bill in Wisconsin. Good evening, Bill. The time's short, so make her fast.
Yeah, Keith, thanks for taking my call. You might look into ozone therapy. You know, there's a couple different ways you can get it. Ozone is oxygen 3. You can get it in a sauna, and your skin absorbs the ozone, and that helps. You
right.
can get ozone blood, where they take some blood, put ozone in it, put it back in you, like 60 cc's of blood. You can also get shots, you know, at various problem areas. Now, I'm sure you're not going to find that on the reservation, but if you
I wouldn't find it here, and I'm on the state Medicaid stuff like that, so they wouldn't cover any of that anyway. But I have a friend who's from the Czech Republic, but he's done some of those treatments, and it's helped him out quite a bit.
Yeah. The wife and I have done some, and I'd like to do more, but financial restraints. But anyway, you look into it if you come into some bucks.
Bill, my friend's got one of those ozone machines at his place up there in Troy, and I guess they're going to be selling that house there because he's actually down in California right now. His mother's passing away. But anyway, if I wanted it, he would give it to me. I mean, but he has a really nice one. It's all stainless steel. It's got a nice reservoir type thing on it, and then the electrical thing it goes for it. But it does something to humidify the air, too. So, but anyway, it sounds interesting.
Yeah, look into it. Yeah.
All right. Well,
thanks
for calling
weekend.
In, okay?
Yeah, you bet.
All right, my best to you there. Anyway, I was going to summarize up here again, too. You know, remember last week I did that story on that guy that went out and infected all those hundreds and some odd guys with the AIDS and stuff? And then we're back on the same thing here. It's like Elton John, you know, I don't care about his lifestyle. And, of course, he gets active in the AIDS different research and stuff, and that's fine, you know. But all these conditions are always, seems like they're always self-inflicted. War, famine, everything like that. If people just stopped doing that, we wouldn't have that problem, you know, and that's the main thing. Anyway, hey, end of the show. Thanks to everyone in the chat room, those that are listening there, Kenneth in the control room, and all the nice dogs out there, and a few cats, I guess. Blacklisted News Radio is up next, and I have to let the puppies out, so we'll talk to you later, and good evening.
Radio, the truth is on Talk Radio. Turn it on, turn it up, as loud as it'll go. Talk Radio, turn it on, turn it up, as loud as it'll go.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgment, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
This is RBN.